I've never heard anything quite like this, but a mom in Texas has gone video viral after she says an octopus attacked her child. Now, this is not in the open sea. This is not 20,000 leagues under the sea. We take you to the San Antonio Aquarium. Back on July 14, Brittany Tarrin took her six-year-old son to see the creatures there. And evidently, they have what are now called interactive exhibits. I've never really seen these, but I know sometimes you can put your hand on a stingray.
That's what I was going to mention. The stingray is the popular one.
I've done
you,
that.
You can touch a snake maybe in some places, that kind of thing.
I did the stingray.
SeaWorld?
They love it.
SeaWorld? Yeah, they love it.
Yep, I've done it. SeaWorld.
I did Science Center.
They just scrape the dead ones out every night.
Listen.
Put in fresh ones before sun up.
Yeah. At Science Center here, you can pet a... they had a little traveling pet the stingray. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
So I guess the tops are open on the exhibits.
Correct.
So that you can put your hands in.
Mm-hmm. And he reached over the glass and he was petting an octopus.
An octopus. Well, for whatever reason, the octopus began climbing up the glass toward the child. Here's latched on.
This is the mom.
It was suctioned onto him, and so we kind of I kind of tried to help him get down and like away from the glass, so the octopus started to come out up over the glass. The employee came walking up and just said, she's super playful today, and then he could not get the octopus off. And then he radioed for like other people to come help, and they brought ice packs, and the ice packs didn't really do a whole lot. It was like suctioning onto the employees and then releasing, but it still was not releasing him.
I had Biggie add dramatic music to that.
I love the worker. Oh, look who's super playful today.
Like the movie Alien.
Love it. Great excuse. Well played.
Oh, yes. She likes him.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
So the boy's hand was, quote unquote, severely bruised, according to the mom. Brittany, the mother, has filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, claiming that the aquarium workers downplayed the incident.
They finally got it off of him. Then a couple days later, after everything blew up on TikTok, I went back just to check. I was like, surely they have shut it down. And yeah, the octopus was still, there was no... anything.
No signage. Octopus still there.
Warning.
No warning.
Playful octopus.
Playful octopus.
I thought I told you all to look out for her.
They swallowed Leo's arm.
Yeah.
It was. Now, the kid did have like little pucker marks, like little bruises up and down his arm from armpit to wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid was fine showing
Somebody's
it off.
Somebody's being playful.
She just doesn't want it to happen to anyone else.
So I don't want anything to happen to any more kids, any adults. I don't want anything to happen to that octopus. So we're trying to help them.
She's flying the ointment now.
Love it.
Yeah. Yep, just put a lid on that thing. No more interactive octopus in San Antone.
Right, so that little kids don't get their arms sucked into the tentacles of the thing. And you're right. The best player in this whole thing was the employee. Look how playful.
Look who's being silly.
Look. Boy, you're lucky to be here today.
Yeah.
I need backup. Took three strong men 5 minutes to get the octopus off the boy.
You get that in.
How many legs does this thing have? Well, it says here on the wall. It has eight.
They're stretching it eight different directions. Across the room.